The Anton Savage Show with Kearies.ie on News Talk.
Now, usually it is up to me to introduce the guests as they arrive on the show. In this instance, I'm going to deputise that job to Joan Rivers.
Crowley House made their debut on our show in February, and the response was so incredible, so big. We had exactly. I remember you from the phone last night, too. We had to bring them right back. Their album called Crowded House has broken into the top 20 this week, and it looks like their single, Something So Strong, is headed for number one. It's number four so far. I'm just moving up the charts. We have a huge welcome for Crowded House.
There you go. Thank you very much for that, Joan Rivers. That is Joan Rivers introducing Crowded House. This is Nick Seymour, who was playing bass there in that piece that you hear, as he was throughout Crowded House's career, given that he was a founding member. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Anton. How are you?
I'm very good. Does it bring back happy memories?
I was just listening. I'm on a mobile phone down in Cork, and I was just listening for bass mistakes, as I do. I'm only just getting away with this, Anton. I've been doing it for 40 years, but I'm actually really a frustrated hairdresser.
Did you, the sense that I have, and it reflects what Joan Rivers said there, because Crowded House debut album, it is not often that you get a debut album, probably a bit like the Cranberries, where there is just that, woof, it catches fire. Is that how it was from your perspective, or was it an overnight success that took years?
It was a sleeper for a while, because the first single we put out was a song called World Where You Live off that, and that didn't take purchase. And then about 8 months later, for some reason, radio started playing Don't Dream It's Over, and that really caught on. And then it just went exponential after that, with that follow-up single, and then, you know, going on the Joan Rivers show and blah, blah, blah. It's a campaign, it's always a campaign to try and get your music heard, you know, and the planets aligned. So there you have it.
Yeah, but they aligned in a particular, I mean, one of the things I like about that Joan Rivers clip in particular is you there are regularly instances where you hear a host pitching the pants off the musical act. But what's interesting about that clip is the audience reaction. Like, that audience is going bananas in expectation.
Yeah, I know. Look, it really did surprise us because we were so busy at the time. We didn't really get to see what, other than play, we were just playing clubs in those days, you know, just, you know, so you didn't, we didn't actually see the greater, you know, audience reaction, the hype, you know, all that sort of stuff until we started doing live TV shows like that. So, yeah, I mean, it surprised us. And as I say, I give thanks for the privilege. I'm still able to get away with it.
Now, you mentioned at the start that you're joining us on a mobile phone from Cork. Why are you in Cork?
Okay, so we're playing tonight. We're playing a big outdoor. The last time we played in Cork, we played at a Big Top. The reaction was so overwhelming that the promoter decided to give it another try. And now we're playing a rugby pitch twice the size of it. I hope we fill it. I mean, I'm kind of I'm walking around here because we're sound checking or about to sound check, and I'm walking around and it's a big space and there's no one showed up yet, so
Oh, it's very early. It's only 10 to 12. There's limits. I mean, I know your fan groups is dedicated, but you can't expect them to get there this early.
It is a Sunday too. I have forgotten that.
Now, this goes to the more existential question, because people listening may say, well, God, isn't that great that Nick has travelled all of the way from Australia to play in Cork? Where did you travel from to play in Cork, Nick?
Actually, I have done a lot of travelling in the last 2 months because we've been out promoting this new album we have out. But I actually live in Sligo town. I moved there about 18 months ago. And before that, I was in Easky in County Sligo. And then before that, I was in Dublin. So I'm a card-carrying member of the Republic.
Well, this I'm intrigued by, because normally when you hear that, the obvious assumption will be, well, it must have been somebody who wooed him over and love brought him to our shores. But that's not the case, is it?
It's not the case. No, my wife is Australian. We immigrated for a better life.
You know, it's meant to go the other way. Was it fear of spiders?
I'm a cultural refugee.
but you are parent to honest to God Irish people.
That's correct. Lola was born in Dublin, and Frank was born in Sligo General, and yeah, spits on the ground and says, "I'm proud of it."
And what was it that attracted you to? Because it, at the point, I assume, if you have the kind of international success that you wait, hang on a minute, was it tax breaks?
Originally, I guess maybe that was a kind of an incentive, but
you and Joe Elliott.
But yeah, it was a sweetener. But at the same time, I always wanted to live in Europe, and you know, because of Australia, you know, growing up in Australia with all the British culture and establishment, I just assumed I'd probably move to the UK somewhere. And when I first moved to Ireland, I suddenly realized how similar Ireland was to Australia, without me actually knowing that, because I hadn't come to Ireland prior, and I just fell in love with the place. And you know, it's Western Europe; they speak English, and it's not England.
I feel a Bord Fáilte campaign coming on.
That's great. Actually, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Like a brochure or on number plates.
Western Europe; they speak English, not England. If people, are there any tickets available? This rugby pitch that you're currently walking around, if people are nearby it, can they go today, or will we talk about the Three Arena in October?
I did hear, I thought I should check on that, because I do get nervous about these things, and there are some tickets still available, but we have sold a very generous amount, apparently, so it's not going to look
good,
embarrassing. But yeah, there'll probably be a walk-up as well, because it's such a fine day down here in Cork. In the Republic, and in the People's Republic.
That is, if I assume crowdedhouse.com if people want to find out more, or do they tickets at the gate? And then
I reckon you could walk up, yeah.
Whereabouts, by the way? Which you didn't specify.
Oh,
which
we're at the I'm walking around in this stadium and I can't.
Oh, I love it! It's the most rock and roll thing ever. I don't know where I am.
Name. I can see a lot of hoardings and advertisements for stuff, but I can't see the name of the stadium.
If you know Nick Seymour from Crowded House is right now, text us 53106, and I'll let him know.
Yeah, it starts with an M, I think. Anyway, look, I'm sorry. I should know this.
The other thing, if you want to see him, where I can vouch for the fact that he will be there, Three Arena, Dublin. Oh. Who is that?
Shut up! I'm live on radio!
Sorry.
Was that Neil Finn? Who was that?
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you very much for shutting him up. Tell him to stay shut up for another 30 seconds till I do the plug. And hi from us. He is going to be in, not he, him and Mr. Finn and all of the rest of them will be in the Three Arena, Dublin, 14th October 2024. And you can find out more if you want, crowdedhouse.com/shows. Did you work? Hang on a minute. Somebody told me where you are. You're in Tramore Road in Cork. Congratulations. Is it nice?
Oh, it's lovely. Really? That's where I am.
Yeah. How does that begin with an M?
Someone's stalking me. Am I the little blue dot on their screen?
Nick, best of luck with the gig. Lovely to talk to you.
The Anton Savage Show with Kiri's.ie on News Talk.